How you guys doing?
Fantastic, Jack. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I know you're getting ready to settle in and watch the boys perhaps bring home their first World Series championship. Game one, of course, tonight. Our very own Tampa Bay Rays taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. Nonetheless, we hope you're with us here on Dirt World for our Wednesday installment of what we feel is a pretty darn good motorsports talk show generated by you, the listeners, on RealRacingUSA.com. Want you to be a part of that, and it's simple to do. Email us at DirtWorldShow@Yahoo.com. That's DirtWorldShow@Yahoo.com. With my good friend Billy the Kid on the far side of the table, I am Joe Dirt. Welcome to Dirt World. Billy, good evening, sir.
Man, what's happening? I got here today and had some chili. Joe cooked up some good chili. And
it was good.
I come in here to the thinking table and I got a new notepad.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Our assistant producer, I should say, Jack is our producer, but our in-house producer here, the second unit, if you will, she takes good care of us.
Hey, I got a new notepad. Hey, I'm actually writing stuff down on it. You know
what
I mean?
That's right. That's right.
Good week, man. Had a good week, and now we're ready to go again. I will tell you that coming up a little bit later on, probably in about 15 minutes, we will have Dennis Rambo Franklin on the show with us. He was the big winner at the showdown on the coast up in Brunswick this weekend. Had a call in to Larry Birkins, trying to get a hold of Larry. Larry's a regular at Volusia Speedway Park in the modified series, and he picked up the big win in the modified race. After the late model race, I mean, I didn't stick around and watch it because my buddy went with me, had to be back by 4, had to be at work at 4 a.m. So, hey, you know, we went on ahead and made the trip back after the late model show. But real good weekend up there from what I heard. You know, we didn't make it on Friday. Friday we had the 1,000 Wind Sportsman race at Ocala, picked up by a local guy there, Shane Nichols was the winner.
Yeah.
So, driving an old Paul Shedd car.
I didn't know that.
That car he's driving.
Still a 65, though, right?
Yeah, that car he bought is a car he ran with us earlier this year. He bought that car from Paul Shedd.
I know the race car. Yeah. I know the race car now. Refresh me on that. Okay,
not,
very
not
well.
Not what we were looking for with 10 cars, but we'll take it. We'll move on from there. I know a lot of guys were out of town. A lot of guys had their stuff down. I called Tim Miller Friday at 4 o'clock. I got his phone number from somebody and called. He showed up like 7:30.
Oh,
so that
wonderful.
Worked out good. So.
Tim was on just a great campaign out of Volusia. Was able to finish second in the points. Made the races. Did a nice job. But let's back up. You talked about Larry Birkins, how we're trying to get a hold of Larry. Larry not only won the showdown on the coast modified portion Saturday night, but I'll tell you, man, he showed up with us each and every Saturday night at Volusia. Brand new Larry Shaw, New Vision Graphics race car, out of Jacksonville, number 54. And Larry is just really a pleasure to watch get around any racetrack.
Well, I tell you, Larry's, I mean, this is like his first full year in it. And about midway through the season, Larry took off for about a month and he was going to Shaw. A lot of people don't know that. He went out and spent some time in Arkansas at Shaw and did some racing out there, learned here and there, learned a few things. And since he came back, he won a heat race at Volusia, and he won the heat race Friday night at Brunswick. His first trip to Ocala was a couple weeks ago. He ran good there. But anytime you can get off and go learn something or get some more experience, I like to say, from Shaw or from anybody in that area up there, it's always going to work out good for you. But one thing that Larry Birkins has for him in his corner is Johnny Collins. Him and Johnny are great friends, and Johnny helps him and Dale Murray on them two modifies that they have. And
Dale in the 66.
Yeah, and Johnny has actually driven one of them, I think, to victory this year at Volusia Speedway Park. So, you know, anytime you have the locomotive in your corner, that's always a good thing.
Absolutely.
And he's a great asset for that team.
You talk about these drivers and their chassis and the fact that Larry Birkins traveled to Arkansas to be near the Larry Shaw race shop and kind of get the feedback there. But, you know, this is so common today. You look at, we're going to have Dennis Franklin on board tonight, you know, driving the Barry Wright house car.
Right.
You know, getting positive feedback from the owner of this chassis,
right.
Barry Wright. So you're seeing these guys align themselves not only in the top level like Rambo, but even on the local level, you know, aligning themselves with chassis that do, in fact, work and, you know, programs and packages that'll get you to win.
A lot of guys nowadays are feeding off each other. I mean, and I think that's the whole key. I think if you don't ask a question to another driver, you're never going to know the answer. And that might be the wrong way to put it, but I'm telling you, I've seen drivers struggle and be too scared to ask anybody. I tell you, anytime that you've ever asked Ivan Lloyd a question, he's never given you the wrong answer, and he's not going to, because you know, no matter what people think of. Well, if I call this guy, he's going to tell me what I don't need to know because he's afraid I'm going to outrun him. Listen, you still got to go there and outrun him. You know, and I think, like I said before, even if these two guys were running late models against Johnny, I still think Johnny would be there helping them. And I mean, that's the type of relationships that drivers have nowadays with each other. And sometimes it's best to feed off one of them. And if you're having trouble, don't sit there and struggle. Ask somebody. And I think that's what's going on in that situation. And, you know, I think the deal with him going to Shaw and learning a few things, I think you can see since he's came back, it's made a better driver out of Larry Perkins. And I think he's going to knock down a lot of races from now the season's almost over, but probably next year he's going to be a threat.
That is absolutely true, and you can just see it in the cards, there's no doubt. Also on the program tonight, we'll check in with Rick Esserman with the World of Outlaws Late Models, and of course, he'll get us up to speed on the upcoming Vault World Finals at the dirt track at Lowe's Motor Speedway. Also, of course, we'll get caught up on all the points in the latest campaign for the World of Outlaws Late Models. And big news, the Alltel Dirt Car Nationals presented by the University of Northwestern Ohio. That's just one of the things we're going to talk about tonight, the added sponsorship presented by the University of Northwest Ohio. And as you know, Billy, the University of Northwest Ohio has a motorsports program. Several drivers in late model and modifieds actually have been to Volusia, and these are actually students that are crewing these race cars. We'll talk to Rick. He'll give us some of the drivers. I can't recall them right now, but big, big news from the modifieds, finally, at the Dirt Car Nationals. You know how the modifieds, you know, I consider them the Iron Men of the campaign. You know, they race more than anybody else.
Right.
Perhaps arguably put on the best show. I mean, they're just wonderful to watch, the E-Mods.
Right.
And this is exactly what we run every week. Well, you know, sometimes they kind of get it, I don't know, they don't get the credit they deserve.
Right.
If it rains out, they're done that night.
Right.
They get no chance to make it up. We are talking two qualifying races on Friday and Saturday. Now, those only pay $700 to win. However, championship night on Saturday, and I'll give you the dates, $5,000 to win, plus throw in two more $2,500 to win nights.
What nights are those going to be?
Those nights, the Tuesday, they're racing for $1,000 when they start. Wednesday, they race for $1,000. Thursday, $1,000. Friday, a qualifier for only $700.
Okay.
Saturday, a qualifier.
They're still going to end at the same time which they end the following.
Yes,
Tuesday.
Absolutely. Not going to add any dates, but you got two dates, $2,500. Two dates at $700, a couple of $1,000, and $5,000 for the win, for the championship.
It's been a hard time for them because the last 2 years, the big money race was the very last night,
and
it had been rained out both times.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's be honest, I mean, they upped the money last year during Dirt Car Nationals for the UMP mods.
Mm-hmm.
They upped the money, and you could see we get more and more each day. Somebody rolls in, one may roll out, but you get three or four more, and you know, them guys, you are right. They are the Ironmen. And I will tell you something else that I found out about them that I don't know that for sure that anybody else knows, but I was talking to a gentleman, and he said that they will be on transponders.
Oh, good.
And they will be on receivers.
Good deal. Good deal. And they should be.
Something that they haven't been on when they got here because there's just so many of them, but I heard they're going to be on transponders this year, so that might be pretty neat.
We are expecting it. It's still very early, well over 100.
Oh, well, thank you. Without a doubt, you'll get over
$5,000 to win purse for the championship.
Yeah.
A couple of $2,500.
Even if they don't,
big.
Even if they don't show up the first part of the week, you'll start seeing them roll in on Friday and Saturday for that deal. And I think you'll see some of the bigger names step back in the mods. You may see Jimmy Owen step back at one, and maybe Phyllis. But you may see some of these late model guys. Of course, the late model guys will be at East Bay, so that might be a tough task. But you know, for $5,000 winning a mod, I still think you'll see a boatload of them.
There's no doubt, and of course, you know, you've got a handful of drivers at Volusia that successfully make the shows, and it's difficult just to make the show at Volusia during the Dirt Car Nationals. Charlie McNichol does everything he can. Charlie Phillips out of Mineola, Florida, you know, he does everything he can. So, you know, we've got a few drivers that want to make these shows. Some have made them. Some continue to struggle, but I look forward to the local guys, you know, with a good appearance as well.
Well, I think last year McNichol ran five times, and I think he made it twice. He might even made it three times. But yeah, you're exactly right. When you put 100 of the best modifieds in the country together, it's tough to make it, especially when you're only going to take 24. And I mean, you got to remember they don't qualify. They draw.
Right.
So if you draw a bad number, you know and this is the thing. You know, doing the driver's meet for these guys every time, I'll always walk up like David McWilliams last year. I said, man, what do you think about tonight? He goes, I got a bad draw, so I'm just going to ride and see what happens. I mean.
Yep.
I said, what'd you draw? He goes, it was bad. He goes, I'm going to start at the back of the heat, but I'm not going to tear my stuff up. This is a long week. And that's what these guys do. They don't try to run and run over you. They'll just run
because
they know everybody's going to go through that drawing process.
Right.
And, You're talking about the University of Northwestern Ohio. Last year, Ray Everhand drove one of their cars and didn't want nobody to know.
That's right. What did they tell me to call him on the mic? I can't remember.
I'll remember
in a minute.
Yeah, Ray Everhand.
Yeah, I will remember what they wanted me to call him. Anyway, very exciting. Of course, that's way up in February. Still a lot to go before that. Volusia Speedway Park sitting dormant until, of course, Saturday, November 1st. We'll talk about that tonight. Ocala, you guys continuing to race through November. So just a lot of stuff going on still, and we look forward to a big weekend down in Sugar Country in Clewiston at Henry County for the United Dirt Late Model Challenger.
Yeah, this weekend's going to be a big deal at Henry County, if you haven't heard, which if you haven't heard, you better need to rock. It's going to be 7,000 to win Saturday night for United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, and one lucky Dirt Late Model driver is going to pick up 7,000. I don't know if it's going to be luck or if it's going to be just out there outrunning them all, but expecting around the 30 to 35 car mark, we're hoping, and I think it's going to be great. I think the people down there are excited. Everybody's ready for this deal, and, you know, I think once you get down there, people are going to be like, wow, you know, what we've got here. But let me remind you one thing. He's going to pay the $7,000 to win. It's a weekend to go down and relax and have a great time. And if you can get down there and watch, I mean, you can still get advance tickets up till, I believe it's up till tomorrow or up till Friday. Get a hold of me or get a hold of Ken Kenny, and they're selling advance tickets for $10. Regular going to be $25 at the gate. Don't forget, the proceeds from the tickets go to the local ESC students down there, so it's a good cause anyway. But, you know, if you want to get out and see some racing on Friday, Ocala Speedway will be back in action this Friday with the modifieds. But Saturday night, for sure, Henry County is going to be a great show.
No doubt about it. Looking forward to that. And with that, we are going to step back just for a moment and go to our first break, and that'll give us an opportunity to get Dennis Rambo Franklin on the line with us here on Dirt World. We'll be right back.
No matter what, get out and see some dirt racing. Get some dirt on your face.
Get some dirt on your dog.
Yeah, dirt on your dog.
Absolutely. With Billy the Kid, my name is Joe Dirt. Dirt World on RealRacingUSA.com.
All right, it's time to get back at it. Dirt World, Wednesdays.
Welcome back, everybody, to our Wednesday night installment of Dirt World right here on RealRacingUSA.com. We thank all of you for taking some time out of your Wednesday night to join us. With Billy the Kid across the table, I'm Joe Dirt, and it is indeed a pleasure to be back on board with you. And as promised, driver picking up the big win Saturday night. And, of course, just doing a fantastic job at Golden Isles on Saturday night. Driver of the number two, the Barry Wright House car from Gaffney, South Carolina, with us, Dennis Rambo Franklin. Dennis, thank you, sir.
Glad to be here.
That is really a pleasure to be on board with you, Dennis. You, of course, you know, your reputation is just so big here in the Southeast. Of course, you know, choosing to kind of pick and choose your own races, race where you want to go, not really aligning yourself with any series. But, man, every time you show up, I mean, you showed up out there Thursday in Georgia and over Golden Isle, and them guys said, man, we ought to just load it up. That's how good you were.
Yeah, you know, it's a brand new car, and you know, that thing, it run flawless all weekend. You know, we couldn't ask for no better. And of course, you know, it had a good motor into it from Byron Corey down there in Florida. You know, he gave us a super motor to run, and like I said, that's a brand new car, and we sold it and got home and sold two more.
How awesome was that? I heard after the race was over Saturday that you had sold the car before you even took the green. So that's got to always make you feel better.
Yeah, you know, it was three or four of us in there wanting it. You know, it's a new car. It's going to be the 09 car, and Baron has really worked hard to get that car good. And you know, I really didn't want to sell it, but they supposed to be putting a new one to go to Alabama, so maybe they'll have it done.
Supposedly, somebody had told me that even the motor was sold out of it.
Yeah. I talked to Byron today, and he said that somebody down in Florida bought it. He told me, but I can't recall who it was.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. But, you know, this is the second year in a row that you've knocked down this showdown on the coast. And, you know, really, it's not a bad show. A lot of people are sitting back going, why are these super late model drivers showing up for this deal? But, I mean, you're still racing against some of the best in the Southeast when you come to this deal. And to win it 2 years in a row has got to mean a lot.
Oh, yeah, you know, like I said, there's 58 cars there, I think they told me. And,
right.
You know, it's getting to the point now, you know, you got to pick and choose where you go run, where the economy is and the money. And, you know, right here at home, they're paying $4,000. But, man, we've been so good down there. And I hate I didn't get to go down there for them other big races out of town. But, I mean, if they're talking about going back to Cochran, you know, for that big race inside, and they're going to have. And I told them it didn't matter to me, whatever they wanted to do.
Right. Dennis, how did you align yourself with Barry Wright? Where did you hook up with Barry Wright?
Well, my dad and Barry's always been real good buddies, you know, and I started out in four cylinders, and I told Barry, you know, when one day I was going to drive for him, and I started driving Swiftco a while back, and Barry wanted to put a deal together, and we just put a deal together, and it's been on ever since.
Now, Swiftco's been with you since you started, hasn't it?
They come about probably 4 years ago, maybe five. They've been with me a pretty good while.
Right. You know, people don't understand that running these cars nowadays may not seem there's a big difference, but, you know, just from a super late model and from what you ran Saturday, what's the difference in the two cars?
Well, it really ain't a whole lot of difference. It's just, you know, in any kind of racing you do, you got to go through that corner, you know. It don't really matter about the straightaway, you know, but, you know, you got to get through that corner, and if you can't get through that corner, it don't matter what kind of racing you're in, you're going to get beaten. Like I said, you know, them motors I had Saturday night, man, it was awesome. Never missed a beat, and it just kept going wide open every lap.
You know, Dennis, it's pretty cool that, you know, I mean, Byron Corey lives, and, of course, his shop is a stone's throw, literally, from where we do this radio program. So much local connection there with him and, of course, Barry Wright. Barry visiting us at Volusia Speedway so many times with the National Late Model Series, and now, of course, his son driving. But it's really cool that you kind of have a relationship with both of these people. It gives us so much more of a local connection, man. So my next question is, can we see you in February at Volusia?
Well, I don't know about going to Volusia. Right now the plans are is going to Golden Isle, start there, and, you know, see what we're going to do. But, you know, you're talking about Elvira, man. I tell you what, I didn't meet him till last year. And I tell you what, whatever he tells you, you take to the bank. I don't believe they come much better than him.
Byron, you're exactly right. They don't come too much better than Byron Corey. So I know last year you had a motor that was, you know, from him, and this year a motor from him, and you won twice. So, I mean, you know, I think it's got a lot to do with the car, but I think the horsepower is unbelievable, just like you said, that Byron puts out, and you are exactly right, man. He's one of the finest around here, and he's an awful nice guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, that thing, man, from the word go, no oil leak, no nothing. I mean, if I lived down that deal, that series I'd be running, and without a doubt I'd be running one of his motors.
You know, we're talking about what you're going to do for, you know, for the beginning of next year, and you're talking about maybe running Cochran at the end of this year. You know, it's got to be wonderful to know that when you show up at a racetrack with a Barry Wright, and everybody's automatically knows it or would assume it's for sale, and, you know, you sold the one you won in Saturday. It was sold before the race even started, and you went home and sold two more. You know, talk about that a little bit. Does people come up and ask you questions at the track about what's new, what's coming out, this and that, or...
Well, you know, they always, you know, that's one thing we try not to do there with Barry's deal. We try not to cover our stuff up because we want our customers you know, his customers especially see what we're running. You know, we try not to hide nothing. Just cause Barry's in it to sell cars, you know, and when I get there, I don't have to worry about nothing really falling off or nothing because I know they give it 110%, and that makes my life a whole lot easier.
Well, I noticed that. I noticed Saturday night that you were one of only cars that either wasn't covered up or wasn't backed in the stall, and I sort of figured that's what it was. You know, there's a lot of traffic around your trailer, a lot of people coming over to see you, a lot of people looking at the car, and, you know, I can understand where you're coming from. So that's a neat thing that probably a lot of people didn't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one reason, like I said, we don't cover it up. You know, we won't, you know, if they were driving a Barry Wright car, we want to help them.
Right. What you got going on this weekend, anything?
Well, we wasn't going to race, but like I said, we sold that car we were running, and we got one of our old cars out, and we're going to try a few things on it, and might go to Fayetteville Saturday night if it don't rain. Then if it does rain, I guess we'll get ready to go for 30,000 out in Phoenix City next weekend.
Yeah, that's, nice. I see you're going there, and I might make that trip out to the National on that that weekend. But, you know, let me ask you just a quick question. With the World Finals going on at Lowe's and the National going on, I mean, most people already have their schedule done. What makes the National come ahead of the Lowe's deal?
Well, the thing about going to Lowe's, you know, I love going there, but, I mean, you go up there, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be rough. You're going to get stuff tore up.
Right.
You know, you go down there to Alabama, I mean, it's a nice place. You know, I really felt like we let one get away from us last year on tires, and I told them I'd rather go there.
Right. I just thought I'd ask the question.
You know, Rambo, talk about Phoenix City. Of course, this is a big event, no doubt, but what is the deal? Now, this is on Sunday, and I had heard Rick Esserman, good friend of mine, of course, used to announce there, lives actually in Phoenix City, runs around with the World of Outlaws late models, but that they sit idle for like 6 hours on Sunday. What is with that?
Man, I tell you what, them people that put that race on, they're real good people. And you know, usually if you make the show on Saturday night, you know, you really ain't got to do a whole lot Sunday.
Right.
I mean, it's just it's a long, drawn-out thing, but I tell you what, there's more people at that race than I've ever seen probably anywhere.
Yeah, that is one of the majors here in the Southeast anyway. There is no doubt about it. Well, Rambo, I tell you what, it's a pleasure to talk to you, man. Finally, kind of get to know you and, of course, what's happening with you. And, you know, great success here in 2008. Take a minute, man, and talk about the people that travel with you. I see them on your website, but just take this opportunity and just talk about some of the key people on your team, buddy.
Well, you know, Barry and Lance, you know, they keep the cars going, and my dad, he works on them. You know, they the main three. They the one that working day in and day out on that thing and keep everything up under it. And then you got to thank our sponsors, you know, Cherokee Landscaping, Clement Racing Engines, Environ, of course, you know, for doing that deal he done for us. Like I said, you know, he builds a super, super motor, and I can't say enough, you know, about that guy. And just everybody makes this deal possible. I mean, man, I could sit here and talk all night about them. I got so many, you know, but I know I'm leaving a bunch of them out, but, you know, they all know I appreciate it real good. And at Beard and Oil Company, Shorty Beard, man, he does a lot for us, too.
Yeah, Shorty is one of the guys you turn to in this business for sure. And, of course, being in Gaffney, you raced up Mike Duvall's place there, Cherokee. What's going on with that racetrack right now?
Well, man, they really redone it and everything, and I think it's made for some better racing. You know, it come to a time where it was time for a change here. You know, everybody was just that big track, you know, a lot of drivers don't like running them big tracks for some reason, and I think it's made for better racing, more side-by-side racing. A lot of people don't like it now, but, you know, it's just time for a change.
I hear you. And last but not least, where did Rambo come from, Dennis?
It started from Dwayne Goins a long time ago when David Perry on the racetrack.
Wow.
I had a pair of Army pants I wore every week to the race. And that's just
wow.
Where it come, and it stuck, and it's just something I ain't never tried to get away from, but it's been good, I reckon.
It's been real good, my man. Every late model driver needs a nickname, and yours certainly ranks up there at the top, no doubt about it. But, Dennis, I tell you what, thank you so much for spending a few minutes on Dirt World with us. If you don't mind, we'd like to put you on the guest list to where we could maybe give you a call and just keep track of your success in the remainder of 2008. Of course, keep an eye on you in 2009. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, buddy. Dennis Rambo Franklin of the Gaffney, South Carolina.
I tell you what, man, I went up there and made the trip Saturday night. I knew before I even got there on Thursday that Thursday night on the way home, people was telling me that Rambo was the fastest thing there. He had everybody covered by half a second or so. And you had to know he was going to be fast from day one. I mean, he spoke about it with Byron Corey. This is a deal that him and Byron put together last year as well. He used the Byron motor and won the race, and this year another Byron motor. This year a 362 motor that Byron put together. And let me tell you something, buddy. That thing was strong from day one. Thursday night, like I said, he was the fastest thing there. He was, I believe he was either qualified on the pole or qualified second behind Tyler Ivey, but he led all 100 laps.
Stunk it up.
Well,
that's a good thing. That's all right. Hey, if you can stink him up.
Hey, I would say that he stunk him up. I would say with about 45 laps in, I think Whitener was starting to run him down. But I will tell you this: they you know, with them bigger motors, the longer you run, the lighter the car gets.
This is a 362.
Yeah, with the bigger motors, the longer you run, the lighter the car gets. And you know, like I know, the more the car is going to hook up, the more you put the tires to the ground.
Absolutely.
So if it's a little bit lighter, it's going to spin a little bit here and there, and I think that's what made Whitener catch him. They stopped him at 50 laps.
I thought you were about to defend Frankie for what he did.
No.
And I was going to disagree with you. Hell he did.
They stopped
at lap 50.
They stopped him on lap 50 and let him fuel these cars. And I don't understand that. I didn't find out about that until Saturday, but I'm thinking to myself, why are we doing this? It's 100. Why are we stopping them?
Yeah, they don't need to stop.
Yeah,
there wasn't an unreasonable amount of cautions to where fuel was an issue.
No, this was something that they talked about before the race even started. They were going to stop them at halfway, and I know somebody told me that Johnny Collins had asked the question, why? Why are we stopping?
Yeah, I would.
Never stopped before. But I'll tell you, about halfway, almost halfway, Whitener was running him down. The show of the night was put on by Ocala's Ivan and Lloyd. He had to run the second B main, had to drive his way in through the B main, so that tells you he started back in the field pretty deep.
Sure.
Because they locked in 12.
Had to cut through the clutter.
Yeah, they locked in 12 on Friday night, and he had to run through the B main, and I tell you what, he come the second. And I thought he might have something for Rambo, but I'll be honest with you, he didn't really have anything for him. Rambo was, he was gone, and they got in traffic, and they catch up with him a little bit here and there, but, you know, was it all motor? I don't think it had anything to do with motor, but I think they changed the whole output of the race when they stopped them at halfway. You know, I know Tyler Ivey was running in the top five, and he changed the tire, so if you change the tire, you had to go to the back. You know, it's just one of them things. And I will tell you that Friday night they were talking about the cushion on the racetrack, how they had, you know, how the racetrack, you could race all the way up to the top. And it was, they had shut it down a little bit Saturday. It was a little bit rougher than what it should have been in some spots, but you know, as far as the race, I mean, he led all 100 laps. Nobody likes to see anybody lead all 100 laps, but I got my money's worth watching Ivan and Lloyd come through the field.
Very well. Terry Caton checking in with us. He is
Terry Caton.
Actually, he was trying to get online, and then his wife Donna grabbed him, and they're going to howl at the moon, so he's not going to be able to listen after all.
Yeah, whatever. He can listen to it tomorrow. They can always re-download
it. Yeah, you can do that at dirtworldracing.com, dirtworldracing.com, or realracingusa.com. So far, so good here on Dirt World for Wednesday, October 22nd. And who is next?
I don't know.
What do you want to do?
I mean,
we could get.
I will tell you.
We've got a host of people we can grab.
I got like 5 minutes to 8 because my battery quit.
No, it is just about 8 o'clock.
You think I can get my battery changed while I'm here?
Sure. I'll get the second unit in here. We'll get her to take care of that.
All right, we'll change the battery in the water.
There is no doubt.
You know, it's supposed to be one of them things where we're going to have something big, and I know that Billy Costello checked in, wanted to be on the show, and talking to Billy and his family on Friday night, and you know, we try to set these things up a couple weeks in advance. I was trying to get a hold of Alan McCaffrey, too, to have McCaffrey on the show, and Alan's been running some hobby stock with us. He's been racing. He's always been an asphalt racer, and he stopped me on Friday night and told me what a great time he was having on the dirt. Said Cooper and all the boys are after him, and Doughboy's after him to get himself a dirt
bike. What's Cooper? I mean, has he got him a dirt car?
I don't think Cooper has anything.
He's got whatever he wants.
He's got like two or three asphalt cars right now, and I think Cooper's just relaxed, taking it easy.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, you're still going to the Snowball.
Snowball Derby.
And, of course, Robbie is the host at the condo.
Yeah, man.
You know, and then, of course, you take a little trip to Biloxi.
And
so this turns into quite a weekend.
We have a great time, man, and the worst part about it is this year is we're going to miss the banquet for Volusia Speedway, but that's just how it goes, man. The Snowball Derby comes once a year, and it's the time I go relax and stuff like that, but might make a trip to Phoenix City for that National 100. I know we usually do the World Finals. We did the World Finals last year for the first time, and we talked about leaving this year on Friday night after Ocala. Got a big show Ocala Halloween night, 3,000 to win, late models.
Topless.
I'm going to take the roofs off of them. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have trick-or-treat for the kids on the straightaway. Definitely not going to miss that deal, but probably right after that might head to Phoenix City, Alabama.
BJ, if you'll have me, I will show up.
He ain't going.
Where the hell is he going to be?
I'm talking about you.
Oh.
BJ only.
Yeah, I'll be there, BJ.
He won't go, BJ.
I'll be there. Well, you know, I get like four kids here.
Here's what we're going to do.
I get like four kids to the door.
Here's what we're going to do.
What?
We have a new job for you.
All right.
But we need you to learn the menu in the snack bar first.
Because
we don't want you to mess up on the price.
Okay. All right.
Just kidding, man.
Very well. That's probably the only thing I haven't done.
The hot boiled peanuts or something?
No. Whatever.
Just kidding, man.
While I check up on the prices of Ocala's Zuber dogs, we're going to get Rick Eshelman on the line. We'll be right back. More Dirt World.
Purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the Brakeman. The Brakeman has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from the Brakeman are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and their new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call the Brakeman. On the web at thebrakeman.com.
Hi, I'm Don O'Neill, driver of the number 71 race car, and you are listening to The Real Racing USA.
It's time to get back at it. Joe Dirt, Billy the Kid.
We are back, and of course, kind of changing directions a little bit. We have to take the opportunity when we get it, and Billy the Kid on the other side of the table. As Jack said, I'm Joe Dirt. Welcome back to Real Racing USA.com with Dirt World, and we have got a special guest on the line. He was the 2006 Putnam County Speedway Track Champion, and of course, 2007 the North Florida Speedway Track Champion. And now, of course, with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, he drives the 00 out of Palatka, Florida, Billy Costello. Billy, how are you, young man?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Thanks for being with us. Billy, we've watched your career, the time or two that I've been to Putnam. I've watched you up there, watched you at North Florida and several different racetracks. And, of course, when you do come to Volusia, always a pleasure, man. It's a family affair. And, of course, I have seen you progress and become quite a late model driver over the years, no doubt.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. I try the hardest. It's a little family operation we got here. It's just me, my mom and dad, and, you know, my wife, and I got Kevin Mills. He's kind of like a teammate, S&M Racing. We pretty much do all the work on our car ourselves. So it's just like a little family operation we got here.
And I think you have earned the respect of, all the drivers that you race with. This is your first experience with a traveling series, and you've committed yourself to Ken Kinney in the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series here in 2008, and I think that has suited you well, and you've got an opportunity to go to so many different racetracks, and again, at all of these different racetracks, many, for the first time ever, you find yourself making these shows, and I think that's quite an accomplishment as well.
Yeah, we've done good this year. We missed two races this year. We didn't go to one race because of funds, but well, it's the hardest thing we've done. I mean, you think that you're on top of your game until you go run with 50 of the best cars around, and it's just it's the hardest thing I've ever done.
You know, talking about that, and we're going to Clemson this weekend. You were talking during the break that you've been there a few times, and you know that you get around the place pretty good. But I tell you what, Billy Costello, I was pretty proud of you that you made the Powell Memorial. You raced your way into it.
Definitely.
You didn't have to use provisional. You didn't get anything handed to you. You raced your way into that deal. And you know, like Joe said, we've watched you over the last few years, and you seem to get better and better. You won the track championship at Putnam. Then the next year you won it at North Florida. I'm sure that if you put your mind to it and ran someplace else on a weekly basis, that you'd be a contender for a championship about any racetrack you run. So, you know, what I want to say was, take us around this Clewiston racetrack once or twice, if you could.
Oh, it's just like Putnam. It's just smaller. I really enjoy the facility. It's got really good clay on it and stuff. You just go turn one and two. You got to be easy down there. And then you pretty much drive turn three wide open until the car unloads itself. Right. And then you get on the binders a little bit, and you can just come right off the corner. It's a really nice facility they got going on up there.
Right. You know, last Friday night you showed up at Ocala with a sportsman car, and that's the second time I've seen you run it, or sportsman. You showed up at Volusia with it earlier in the year. Is that the car belong to somebody else, or does that car belong to you? Or?
Yeah, that's S&M Racing's car, Kevin Mills and Fred Soles and them. It's a little car they bought. That's actually Grady Christian's old sportsman car.
Okay.
They picked up, and the car handles beautifully. And we've just been having a lot of overheating problems. We run second in the heat race in Ocala. We were actually leading the heat race in Barville, and we've had a lot of overheating problems with that car.
That's where you impressed me, man, at the Thompson, the way you were leading that qualifier. I was like, look at Billy go. He has finally arrived, and then, of course, like you said, having some problems with it. But go ahead, Billy.
That's a whole different car, Joe.
Yeah, I know. You're talking about the sportsman, but he did do real good in the Thompson.
He was doing good Friday.
Let me help this kid.
He was doing good Friday night in the sportsman car, and I knew something was wrong. He kept stopping and running in. They said he was cooling it down. But, you know, I think the situation is at least you're out there trying. You're running something. And I'm sure with Kevin and him, they'll get that deal figured out. I thought Kevin had the best car Friday night. And I think, you know, Kevin tried to make a move that didn't work for him. And unfortunately, you know, he went around and, you know, went to the back. But he still came back pretty good. You know, that just goes to show. And, you know, I was asking about Kevin's late model, and I didn't realize, you know, somebody had told us that he was in a bad wreck, and we mentioned it on the show before, but I didn't realize he went out the park and flipped over down there at Lake City. You know, I didn't understand that. I didn't know what was going on there. So tell us about that for a minute.
Yeah, he was running, I think it was third, I was running fourth, and he went and turned three. And the brake pedal went to the floor, and when you drive one of these late models, you know, you go so fast in the corners, and you run down in there and the brake pedal just goes to the floor, you're just pretty much along for the ride. And It hit the wall, and I think it was actually a good thing that it didn't, you know, hit the wall. It kind of went over the wall.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it was a good thing. It didn't really hurt the car that bad. It bent the cross member in it and stuff like that. He should be ready this weekend. He hasn't decided where he's going to go to New Henry or he's going to go to Lake City.
Right.
But, yeah, that's his second car this year, and it's a lot different as sportsman. I don't think he realized that. The difference in the cars between a late model and a sportsman. So he's got a lot to learn, and he's doing a good job, though.
To put yourself, I mean, you guys have always been friends, and to see you guys doing a little teammate thing this year, there's one thing I learned when I was at Putnam for the 1 year that I was there, that, you know, Kevin Mills and that whole organization that they have there, the group of people that go with him, they're really good people, and they'll help anybody. I've seen them run to help people, somebody has a flat tire, but to see that deal come about and you and him have yourself like a little teamwork, you know, thing going on there, I don't think it's been too bad for you.
No, we're best of friends and stuff like that, even on and off the racetrack. And that whole family right there is just a great group of people. And they'll do anything for anybody.
Right.
I mean, they're just a great group of people.
Right. Kind of falls back to the family you have. They'll do the same thing. And I was sorry to see that Pops had his arm broke there. That didn't look too good for him to be sitting around not being able to do anything. I know it was probably driving him crazy.
Yeah, he probably needs a little break because he does all the body work on the race car and stuff. So I kind of been doing it the last couple of weeks, and I think I'm going to have to start driving a little bit away from people because that body work stuff, I mean, I don't like it too much.
Now,
you know?
Now you know what he's been going through. Yeah. I wonder, you know.
Hey, it's up to you not to have him have to do body work, Billy. Come on, buddy.
Yeah, but I got to give him something to do during the week.
You're right. Billy, after two track championships in consecutive 2006, 2007, two different racetracks, quite an accomplishment. Now, of course, traveling. 2009, are you guys looking ahead yet? Are you coming back with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series or going to try to stay home next year? What are your plans?
I believe we're going to run all the races. We're going to start at Ocala and see how everything goes. The first race is in Ocala, and then the next night's at East Bay. And that'll pretty much set the tone for the season. I really like Ocala a whole lot, and I wouldn't mind running there every weekend. But I want to try to run a traveling series because it's just, to me, it makes for a better driver. I think I'm a lot better driver running this year and just trying to get the car set up for all these different tracks, you know, going a lot of places, don't know what gear and all.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get with people, you know, you got a lot of people in this series that are real good, like Johnny Collins and Sean Smith and them that'll do anything for you. You walk up and ask them a question, and they'll just do anything for you. We were at the asphalt race, and I had a lot of problems there, first time on asphalt and all, and Johnny Collins was under my race car working on it, and that just means so much to me that someone would take time out of their racing and, you know, come work on my car.
No doubt, man. That's the camaraderie that you guys share with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. And, Billy, it was really a pleasure to kind of get in your head a little bit. You know, we've talked at racetrack. Certainly, Billy the Kid over here knows you a lot better than I do, but the few times I've met you, it's always been a pleasure, but kind of enlighten us. You have tonight enlightened us on what your team's all about, and really appreciate you being with us tonight.
I appreciate it, guys. Y'all do a good job.
All right, Billy. Look forward to seeing you.
See you this weekend,
Saturday,
man.
All righty.
All right, buddy. We'll talk in Victory Lane.
All right, bye-bye.
Billy Costello out of Palatka, Florida, checking in with us tonight. Great young man. What can you say, Bill?
The only thing you could say about that whole situation is he comes from a great family.
Definitely.
Mom and Daddy are two of the nicest people you meet at the racetrack, and it just goes to show when they put, you know, they've gotten themselves a team, and Kevin Mills and them, and that whole group, man. I mean, they all deserve to be with each other because they're great people. And I mean, to see the things that are going through, like Saturday, I'm standing there talking to Billy, and our Friday, I'm standing there talking to Billy, and Kevin said, "Hey, you gonna work on the car? You gonna stand there and talk to him?" And he looks at me and he smiles. You know, he was really breaking Billy's chops, but you know, it's good to see him. I mean, They have team cars, 01 and 00. They have them painted up, not almost identical, but with the, you know, the checkerboards kind of look alike. And you know, they are good people, and I like to see success come out of Billy. I was really happy that he made the Powell Memorial. I was you know, one of the happiest guys there for him, and to see him go and make these shows and do as good as he's doing. And like he said, he's traveling around, he's learning things, and this is, people have to understand that. With Johnny Collins being under your race car and helping you, this ain't anything new for this guy. These guys, they're a group of guys that run with this type of deal. They will help anybody. Like I said, because it's not the type where they're worried about Billy Costello is going to outrun us, because
right.
We know what we have,
and
we're just trying to make him better.
That's right.
You know, and that's what they do for each other, and that goes to tell you what you have.
Earlier when I chimed in, he was running very well at the Thompson. I misunderstood what you guys were talking about.
Yeah, we were talking about.
However. He was running exceptional at Volusia.
Yes,
finally,
he was.
Okay, and that's when I looked at him and said, wow, this kid is getting around this racetrack.
He was doing real good at the Thompson Memorial, and then I don't know what happened. I know one time Rich Pratt turned him around, but we gave Billy back his spot because I think Billy was leading or running second in the comp here, whatever it was. But, you know, to go through that, what he's going through, I mean, he is a champion. He's a two-time champion.
Right, that's right.
Two different racetracks.
That's right.
That's an accomplishment that not a lot of people can say. And I'll be honest with you, if Billy decided he wanted to run Ocala next year on Fridays, I think Billy would be a contender for the championship.
Sure he would. Sure
you know
he would.
Why? Because he's there every week. He gives an effort, and he understands what it takes to be a champion.
Man, you nailed it.
Right.
You nailed it right there. It was really a pleasure talking to him. And with that, we are going to step back one more time for the final time here tonight on Dirt World, and we will hook up with Rick Eschman with World of Outlaws Late Models, picking us up the lead on the Vault World Finals at Dirt Track and Lowe's, and of course the Alltel Dirt Car Nationals presented by the University of Northwest Ohio. We'll be right back.
No matter what, get out and see some dirt racing. Get some dirt on your face.
Get some dirt on your dog.
Yeah, dirt on your dog.
Absolutely. With Billy the Kid, my name is Joe Dirt. Dirt World on RealRacingUSA.com.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American.
Today we salute you, Mr. Underwear Inspector Number 12.
Mr. Underwear Inspector Number 12.
Whether it be tidy whiteys or banana hammocks, you're the one who makes sure our skivvies cut the mustard.
Riding high.
You make sure the door is fastened with secure seams so that the cow doesn't get out of the barn when it shouldn't.
Don't let it out.
Dedicating yourself to a craft others might poo-poo, you can pass every single man on the street and say with pride, "You there, you're wearing my underpants."
Oh, yeah.
And no, I don't want them back. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Eagle Eyes, because we're all glad you've got your hands in our shorts. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Shaw Smith, driver of the 17SS Dirt Late Model, Central Sheds and Trailers champion for 2007, and you're listening to Inside Florida Racing.
Welcome back to Dirt World here on Real Racing USA. All right, guys, ready?
We are ready.
We're just laughing and carrying on, man.
Conducting an interview off air, but welcome back to Dirt World on RealRacingUSA.com. As always, with Billy the Kid on the big side of the table, I'm Joe Dirt. Welcome back.
You could understand that during the commercial, we were carrying on because I'm going to go ahead and say it. This
go
is
ahead.
One of our favorite guys in the whole wide world.
There's no doubt about that.
We are the Three Stooges during Dirt Car Nationals whenever they come to town.
That's right.
My man, Rick Eshelman. What's up, dog?
What's happening, Mo?
What's going on?
I tell you what, fellas, Volusia, boy, oh, boy, they're starting to make a statement that, you know, they're on the map. And you talk about the big races coming up during PRI, and then, of course, the upcoming Alltel Dirt Car Nationals presented by University of Northwestern Ohio. I'm telling you, Joe, we were talking about it earlier today. The UMP Dirt Car Modifieds are finally getting their due.
Yeah, they really are. And, of course, we talked about this earlier in the program, and Rick, I waited to have you on board tonight to kind of go through some of this. So many times these guys get, you know, essentially they get screwed. I mean, if it rains out, they don't get to make it up. They're racing for the smallest purses throughout the entire campaign.
But they're racing the hardest now.
They are racing the hardest and arguably the best races on that racetrack in their respective division. But this,
yeah, and by numbers, too, they're always there, too.
Yeah, and you talk about numbers. I think with the enhancements of the purse and, of course, the championships and the qualifying events, we will see well over 100. Rick, talk about the format on how the UMP E-Mods will be run this year.
Yeah, this is going to be a good deal. They're going to have their standard practice-type features, you know, the first three nights, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Right.
Then we get into a qualifier night for what they call the Gator Championship, and that's going to only be 700 to win. But that locks them in to set the big deal two nights later, which is 5,000 to win for modifieds, and that's unheard of down in Florida, much less around the country.
Yeah, it really
so, and then on top of that, 1,500 to win, then 2,500 to win on their final night. So they've got three chances to make real good money and nine chances overall just to make money. So it's going to be a great deal for those guys. I'm glad for them.
I think we got a taste of it last year when they raised the purse to, I think they went to the 1,000 a night each night, and then we had a couple big shows. And I think it really showed we started out with 70, 80 of them like we usually do, but we peaked well over 100 later into the week. And you hit the nail on the head. With 5,000 to win that Saturday, there should be 120 to 150 of them in the pit area.
Oh, it's going to be a boatload. No doubt about it, guys.
That's going to be just fantastic. You, of course, enjoy a little bit of time off, of course, at the house before you head out. Now, Alltel Dirt Car Nationals presented Vault World Finals at the dirt track at Lowe's right around the corners. This, of course, is your second event at the dirt track at Lowe's, and that thing's been enhanced quite a bit as well.
Well, yeah, and to add on to it, don't forget it, we lost our race back on October the 7th, the Vienna Sausage Southern Showdown, so that's going to be run Wednesday night, then qualifying Thursday, then the World Finals Friday and Saturday, so it's a huge weekend for these late model guys. They're going to get a chance to make a lot of money over a course of basically 5 days.
Yeah, most definitely. And talk about the World of Outlaw late models. The last time we talked, of course, we keep an eye on the points, but man, this thing again in its fifth full season. I mean, coming right down to the wire.
Yeah, it's pretty much a done deal as far as the championship goes. Darryl Lanigan's got that wrapped up. But second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, that's up for grabs. That's anybody and everybody that's going to be up for that, because Chubb Frank, Josh Richards, Steve Francis, Shane Clanton, I mean, all these guys got a chance to really step up there in the points. Yeah, they're not going to win the big deal, but they got a chance to make some serious money second, third, fourth, fifth, and that's all right now undecided. It's just the bottom line.
You know, you look back, and I know you say, I haven't really looked at the points. I'm like, Joe, Lanigan has this thing wrapped up, and man, how awesome is that for that guy, Darryl Lanigan, who's been one of the best around for a long time.
And quietly.
This is going to be, if I'm not badly mistaken, this is going to be a different winner every year.
Yep, five seasons, five different winners. And, you know, last year, if you remember, Lanigan had a ton, I mean a ton of leads that he lost in races because something would break or he'd get a bad deal on the last lap. Well, this year, he hasn't had a flat tire, guys. Not a flat tire.
That matters.
So,
does he pretty much have it wrapped up now?
Yeah, Lanigan does.
Yeah, it's over. It's over with just 2 points races left. And the best you can do is a 48-point night to make up, and he's well over a 100-point lead. So yeah, that's done, but the race within the race for, like, second and third and all that, it's still going to be huge.
On your Wednesday night show, is the field locked in?
Oh, no, Wednesday night is a totally different deal. That's a topless race. They will have the roofs off.
This is just a reschedule.
Yeah, that's the one that got rained. I wasn't sure if y'all had any locked in before it got rained or anything like that.
No, we got nothing and nothing at all. So this is a totally open deal, and everybody's allowed to come run it, and that's going to be cool.
Yeah, that's going to be neat to see them at Lowe's with the roofs off of them.
Well,
it'll be a first, but it's never happened.
Not with the World of Outlaws.
Nope. So, again, we set another precedent here, our first ever topless race. And, you know, that says something, too. These guys are going to have their hands full with these cars.
Talk about 2009, Rick. Of course, this is the time of season. We always kind of delve into next season, kind of dig in and look and see what's happening. Any big wholesale changes for the series in 2009?
No, everything's pretty much status quo, press on, if you will. And hopefully, if everything goes good, I'm hearing that the schedule could possibly be out by the World Finals, which would be really huge, you know, not only for the series, but for everybody concerned to know where it's going. But it's going to be some great races, obviously. You know, we're going to go to a lot of venues we've been to, like Virginia Motor Speedway, Hagerstown, Maryland. And I'm sure there's going to be some new venues, and I'm hearing, you know, that possible that we may have more than one race in the Sunshine State. I can't verify that, but I've heard, you know, people talking, so we'll see.
And that would be a track other than Volusia, am I correct?
I would think so, yeah. You know, there are some possibilities out there, as you know.
Just about 60 miles away that runs on Friday nights regular.
Yeah, there's a track down there, I heard. But, you know, again, nobody said anything, and it's the furthest thing from the truth right now, but there is a possibility, obviously.
Boy, that would be just wonderful. Of course, PRI coming up in December, right around the holidays. You'll be down for that as well?
Yes, sir, and I'm kind of interested to see how the races are going to go during PRI Evolution. That's a first, too, isn't it?
This is something, Rick. It is a first, and this is something that I got to give credit where credit's due. Harvey Fink, we were sitting around at the PRI show 2 years ago. Harvey was talking to Brett Hearn. I walked by and goes, "Hey, Joe, come here." He goes, "Let me introduce you to Brett Hearn." Brett, that's a pretty good impression, right? He says,
"That's very good."
He says, "This is Brett Hearn." I said, "Hey, Brett, I know you." He goes, "Oh, yeah, man, I know you, Joe." And we're talking, and Harvey said, "Hey, Joe, how come we're not racing at Volusia right now?" I said, "I don't know."
That's another good one.
Yeah, I said, "That's a great question." So I think he planted that seed, man. I know Tanya Michelle just does a fantastic job promoting that racetrack, and I think she's picked up the ball here. Now, you know, there are skeptics out there that say, look, don't expect to pull PRI people, which is not open to the public, I might add. That trade show is private.
Sunday.
That's right.
Sunday's
right.
Open to the public.
That's right. And you know, a lot of people feel that we're not going to pull those people over there unless we have charter buses. You know, because let's face it, a lot of people, they fly down, they rent cars, they use public mass transportation. So, you know, there's a lot of things to be determined here, but the bottom line is we're racing. And we're racing late models, and I'm looking forward to this, man. I really am.
Got a call today from a guy who's going to Charlotte. won't mention any names. He's going to Charlotte to pick up a brand new rocket from Richards.
Okay.
And he said Richards was asking about the races at Volusia.
Like, Rick, do you?
Oh yeah.
But they can't run those cars. They have to run what we run, yeah, which is right. Our late models. And they were asking, and the guy said, "I don't think you can run one of the supers." And Bart Richards was like, "Okay, we'll find out." But I think the whole piece.
There's a race. He's gonna be there.
I think the whole Volusia deal comes together for two reasons. Because they wanted to, and because now there's no USAC at Speed World.
That's right.
Let's
that's
face
right.
it, they were busting on the Speed World, and I think that's, but don't get wrong, if you put racing together, people are going to go on and go see dirt racing.
Sure they are.
So they're going to be in town, and who's to say they don't, five or six of them don't say, let's pitch them together and rent a car. What about the guys that bring their haulers down to put their cars in the shows? They can all go. They
sure,
can
sure.
load their haulers with people. But, sure. you know, the one thing that people have to be careful about is there's 10,000 to win Saturday night at East Bay. For the crate national, I think that takes
right.
a little bit away from you. But we're running our late models, and I know some of the guys already have crate motors to run that 10,000 win. But I still think it'll be a great show for three nights, and it'll give somebody something to do. Hey, we just have to see how it goes.
Right. I got a feeling, you know, it's not going to be a bad deal at all. Anytime you're going to have racing in December in Florida, people that come from the north, you know, they're going to take that little 30-minute drive or 45-minute drive,
right.
and they're going to go to Volusia to see that race.
They might come
to
the late models on Friday and then go to East Bay Saturday to see late models because we have sprints and hobby stocks on Saturday. So, you know, it's a tough call. I mean, you won't know until you get it there. My idea behind it all was this, and this is what the year that Harvey said something about doing it, I said maybe they should get a hold of USAC. And when they run USAC on Friday at Speed World, why not try to run USAC on Saturday on the dirt and have a combined deal where if one guy wins them both? You know what I'm saying? But nobody wants
yeah.
to do that. I can understand why they didn't want to do it, but how awesome would that be?
Oh, that'd be the top, to be honest with you. I mean,
right.
that's great to have them there, but you're talking a big purse.
Right.
And when you can run your local division at a very reasonable purse but still put on one heck of a show like Volusia does, why not? No-brainer.
Right, no doubt. Rick Esserman, I just can't thank you enough for calling us here tonight. It's been, well, you were on our opening flagship program here several months ago, and just to kind of follow up with us tonight means a lot, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, it's always cool to talk to you guys. You guys do a great job, and you like what you do, and it shows. It sounds like it on the radio and on the Internet. You know, you guys are the best, too, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Hey, listen to this interview when you get an opportunity. Jack will archive this, and it will be at dirtworldracing.com. That's dirtworldracing.com. Click to listen, Rick. I think you'll enjoy it, buddy.
Oh, no doubt about it, guys. It's always cool to have you guys around and talk to you. And I can't wait to see you down there in Florida in December and then again in February.
What day will you be here in December?
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to be there before PRI ever starts.
PRI starts on Thursday. Maybe we do the show that Wednesday night. Maybe you should come sit in with us.
Please do.
Well, that would just be way too cool.
That would be indeed top. We got a chair for you right here.
Only if there's some wings involved.
We'll
work for wings.
Got a little wiener running around.
We'll get
a little wiener missing.
At least not very filling.
Hey, yeah, okay, we already talked about the Wiener Nationals. I'm training him for the 2009 campaign, and wait till you see his new costume. Rick Usher.
You're not using any paw softener, are you?
Not at all. I'm not soaking it.
We got some order, though, bud.
That's right. Rick, thanks, man.
All right, guys, have a good one. I'll see you guys soon.
See you, buddy. Rick Usherman with the World of Outlaws Late Models. Always a pleasure to have him on the program. Great insight from that dude.
Rick Usherman has been around the world. He's called late model races almost every dirt track or close to every dirt track on this east side of the Mississippi and maybe even further out. He's a great guy, man. He used to be the announcer at Eldora Speedway, and I think, you know, to listen to you and him during Dirt Car Nationals is awesome, and the two of you guys get together. I don't see how you guys do it, but you guys do it every week, and I mean every night for 13 straight, and I mean come up with different names for people. Continue 13 nights into this deal. You got each other laughing and carrying
it's
on.
Terrible! It is.
You guys
terrible.
Are having way too much fun.
It gets worse every year too.
32 degrees outside. You and him are sitting up in the tower laughing, and I'm standing out there shaking, going, "What the hell are these guys talking about?"
Trying to get the obscure references that we're trying to lay on these.
I'm going to go to school next year. I want to become an announcer, so I've got to stand out there in the cold.
Yeah, I'll teach you a class.
Yeah, no
we'll
problem.
Stay late one night, Billy. It's 8:30. You want to hang in and get Ken?
Yeah, we got one more special guest for you. Let's take a commercial, and we'll come back with the founder of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, Ken Kennedy.
CarNet.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNet.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNet.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNet gets it done.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Don't miss your chance to be a part of auto racing history. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series offers fast and exciting dirt late model racing throughout Florida, Georgia, and Alabama in 2008. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series is coming to a track near you soon. Check it out. UnitedDirtLateModels.com. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Sponsored by Central Mobile Homes Incorporated and Central Sheds and Trailers. Homes of America.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
No matter what, get out and see some dirt racing. Get some dirt on your face.
Get some dirt on your dog.
Yeah, dirt on your dog.
Absolutely. With Billy the Kid, my name is Joe Dirt. Dirt World on RealRacingUSA.com.
Welcome back to Dirt World.
We are indeed back here on Dirt World for our Wednesday night motorsports dirt talk show. We call it Dirt World. Thank you so much, Jack Smith on RealRacingUSA.com with Billy the Kid. He's indoors. I'm Joe Dirt. I'm outdoors. But on the line with us, as promised, Mr. Ken Kinney with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Ken, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure.
Ken, you have been on a campaign of motorsports talk shows this entire season, more than you've ever done in your life, I'm sure of it. Of course, being on the internet, on actual radio airwaves. Tonight, you join us as we look forward to wrapping up the 2008 season, one of the final events down in Hendry County in Clewiston, down in Sugar Country, on Saturday, the Kim Allen Memorial. Looking forward to that one, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man. It should be a great day. I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys around the state. You know, me and Billy talk about it quite often, and me and Jack, too. There's a lot of race cars right now tore up, and, you know, the economy has got a few people down, but we should have a great show with a great group of guys. I mean, you know, the guys that we do have are top-notch, and should be a great show.
Ken, you have, and I know it's not the first time you've heard this, but you have turned the dirt racing world on its ear, certainly here in Florida, and, of course, the southeastern United States. Many, many naysayers back in March and April when you began this deal, and buddy, let me tell you, you have silenced every one of them, and you, there is no doubt about it, have the best thing going today.
I appreciate that, Joe, and I'm going to be honest with you, and I thought about this earlier. You know, I take credit for coming up with part of the idea, but to take it to the next level, it's going to definitely be the drivers allowing it to happen, the drivers, the car owners, sponsors, and then staff, you know. I mean, everybody that works with me, I mean, you know, I have a sincerity for it. I mean, I love the people I work with, you know, and, you know, obviously Billy's been the most recent person that worked with me, and he's the best, but I mean, that's my biggest strive, is to put the best product out there for the drivers, so when they come to the racetrack, there's not people making, you know, we're all human, we're going to make mistakes, but I don't want more mistakes made than have to be, and I'm always going to strive to, you know, get the best people for them and, you know, put the best out there. And I've learned a lot this year, you know, about the tires, you know, tire issues, you know, and I'm sure I'll continue to learn, but we've come through it, and I think it's because the drivers like the positive atmosphere, I believe.
I think what you need, Ken, and again, and you know what you need, but, you know, having Billy put in place with some of the technical aspects of those tires, some of the performance aspects that he is, he lives for this kind of thing, but to have a kind of staff that gets the job done that you don't have to worry about, you can go and press the flesh and court the electorate at every different racetrack, whereas your staff, you know, will handle this program the way it needs to be handled. And I just got to tell you, I'm sincerely looking forward to Saturday, man. It's very exciting for me as well.
I met you this year, and you're about as class as they come over there at Volusia. I mean, when I go there, you know, you're top notch. I told you, you have one of the best speaking voices I've ever come across. And, you know, I'm from the business world saying that, sure. But in a racing, you're knowledgeable and you got an awesome voice, and you do a fantastic job. And, you know, I look forward very much to working with you also. And as far as Billy goes, you know, that's a given. And, there's one thank you I want to throw out here too, now that, you know, obviously I've tried to thank everybody that's worked with me and helped me, you know, build this thing. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's gone near to the level it's going to go. We may have a few hiccups, but I truly believe as the economy starts to get better, you know, whether it be early next year, you know, late this year, whenever, I think this thing's going to go to another level. I really do. And, you know, but I want to throw something out for Lisa Mance. You know, she came on at the beginning of the year. I was so primitive, as Jack knows, especially. I can't turn a computer on unless it's got an on button or a light up button. Sure. And it's the truth. But, you know, Lisa, she's come on and really helped me tremendous. And then, you know, I want to throw something out there to her because I haven't thanked her on the air before.
Lisa teased us a little bit. We had Harvey at Volusia last season, and he put her in place to run the SpeedNet Direct, which is a great system that will just absolutely spoil an announcer. It gives me lineups, it gives me points, it gives me hometowns, and she spoiled us with that a little bit. And then, of course, went back to Ocala for Friday nights, and man, I miss her, but that's a big part. Looking forward to working with her because the professionalism she brings, and you know, you can look over to Lisa and you can grab a piece of paper that she's firing your way, and you know it's going to be the right stuff, and it just gives me that confidence. So, man, I forgot that she was with you, man, to be honest with you. And I'm looking forward to working with her.
Yeah, and I know she'll enjoy working with you again. I think we have an all-star staff. I truly do. And I think, you know, some of the things this year, again, we had a mixed bag when we started, and as far as the rules go, which, you know, I actually started this series based on choice, you know, choice of tire, choice of this, choice of that, and,
right.
You know, to where guys could, you know, make decisions for themselves. It wasn't just the motor deal. Obviously, that's one of the main things, but it's, you know, I tried to give guys choices to where we could get see the stars of the different tracks run together, and, you know, up to this point, it's happened. I mean, you know, we've got visual proof of it, not only, you know, that we've been there, we've got the videos to show at any time, and
no
mailed anybody for anyone, and, you know, it's been good, man. It's been really good.
Speaking of being good, this Saturday should be awesome, man. It's about Kim Allen, who was a local businessman down there, and you and Hill were friends, and the things that you and the gentleman from Clewiston and from everybody from that racetrack put together for this weekend, and how awesome it's going to be with the advanced ticket sales. I think they end tomorrow. I'm not sure, Mr. Ken Kenny, but you know, here's a good opportunity to just throw that out there and try to sell some more advanced ticket sales for $10, where all the proceeds go to the ESC students down there. You know, let's push this. If you're listening to us on the internet, we want you to buy your tickets. Like I told you last week, it's $15 off what it's going to cost you at the gate. If there's three or four of you going, that's $45, $30 to $45. You could use that for gas, or you can use that to get you a hotel. I was on the new website today, and there's a hotel location on there. You know, people, let's get out. Let's go out and support this deal at Clewiston. And, you know, Ken, talk about Kim Allen a little bit.
Billy, you know, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I mean, one of the most emotional times of my life was a little over a year ago when Ken passed away. And Billy, I still get choked up about it. I talked to him the day before, and we were talking about some business things, different things about his wife and kids, and I got real choked up. I mean, it was one of the most emotional times in my life up to this point, you know. And he basically told me, he said, "Kenny, man, don't cry for me." He said, "Man, I've been, you know, making my peace and you know," and he said, "Man, he was strong, man. Even though he was dying, he was strong, you know." And Kim Allen, you know, it was just a good man. I tell you, Billy, he's one of the few people I know that, you know, all of us have enemies, you know, and he was just somebody I did not know anybody that didn't like Kim Allen. And Kim had three beautiful kids. I mean, I'm talking football players, cheerleaders, you know, valedictorian. They were so, they're so well-rounded, and they're still great kids today. You know, I think Kim taught them not to feel sorry for themselves because of the loss of their dad, and he just, you know, they're top-notch kids. And Kim was just always the ultimate positive person. And I got to tell y'all one quick story if we got 1 minute.
Absolutely.
And now you tell me, this is like the lottery. You go to the Daytona 500, and this is fact. Him and some few local businessmen there in town, Carl Berner was definitely one of them, and I think Greg Howell, they bought tickets to the Daytona 500 a year in advance. I decided that weekend on Friday I was going to New Smyrna to the Richie Evans Memorial. And I go over to the race, and I bought my tickets from somebody there at the race that couldn't go. This is gospel truth, Billy. I walked up in the stands. We met each other in the parking lot. We talked for a minute. We went to go in the stands. We didn't ask where we sat. Our seats were directly right next door to them. I mean, no seats in between. I mean, that was like the lottery. And but that's what kind of gave me the idea for this. You know, Kim loved racing, and, you know, he was from Alabama, and he enjoyed, you know, everything about it. And I... you know, I wanted to do this in his honor and to raise some money. And, you know, at the same time, I wanted to bring, you know, one of the best shows, you know, on dirt down here for sure to Clewiston and give something back to a hometown, you know.
Now, this advanced ticket sale thing that we've been talking about, how long is this going to go on for? Is it till tomorrow? Is it up till Friday? Or
Billy, you know, I'm like you guys. I'm a baller. So I'm till 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, till whatever time tomorrow night they call me. I'll make the tickets available. You know, what we did, we've been running them on a credit card at the office.
Right.
And my girl said she'd run them until, you know, she'd even go back and run them later that evening, you know, after work. So, you know, the $10 ticket sales. And they can also, quite a few places, they can be picked up. If somebody gets a hold of me or my office, you know, my office number is 863-675-8888. And they can get a hold of Jody, and we've got ticket outlets pretty much all over. And if somebody's out of the geographic area, we'll do the best we can, you know.
And what is the capacity of the Henry County down there, Russ?
Not a lot. No, Joe, seriously.
No, seriously,
it's nothing like a Volusia or East Bay.
Sure.
It's a throwback, you know. And
yeah, I've seen it during the day. I mean, my job takes me down there once in a while. So
hey, I'm going to tell you something. Let me just be honest with you.
Go ahead, Bill.
I'll be honest. When I go watch a race, I don't sit down anyway.
That's right.
Unless I'm working. But even if it don't matter, as long as I'm there. Even if I can't see nothing, I can feel the vibe when people start cheering. I'm different,
well, Billy, I agree. You know, I went there and looked at it today, and I'm going to be honest with you, okay? The Clewiston facility, the guy did an awesome job. I mean, Larry Thacker is the man that takes care of the racetrack and everything, and he had it ready today. I mean, and you know, for those people that are worried about the weather or whatever, hey, we need the rain. We didn't water it. You know, we're hoping God waters it Thursday and Friday, because we got like a 60% chance of rain Friday.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that rain is actually, you know, going to push up across Cuba and come up. It's projecting. I was thinking about that. He gets it Friday. That's a perfect scenario for us.
Yeah, that's what we thought. I mean, we got a 20% chance of rain Saturday afternoon. You know, 20%. I mean, that's minute in Florida. And, you know, they got a 60 to 70% chance in Tampa, I believe, Saturday.
20% chance of rain, 100% chance somebody's going to walk away with 7 large.
That's what I said, you know.
In the business, large means 1,000. 7 grand.
K.
Somebody's going to walk
Big
away
K.
with $7,000.
Well, Ken, my personal greedy needs are just a decent PA system. You know, if it's decent.
There you go. you know, me and Jack talked about that. We seriously, the series itself, you know, this year, I'm not going to mention all of them on the air, but I really thank the sponsors we had tremendously this year, and I think we did a good job for them. But in the same token, you know, that is next year, you know, with the tracks participating with us and a lot more sponsorship coming on, we're going to be able to update the equipment immediately. And that's, you know, right after the season ends in November and the banquet ends, you know, that's first thing on the agenda is to update all of our stuff, you know, where we've got our own mics to walk around with and our own, sure, you know, type stuff.
And that hooks in easy to most track systems, so that is really awesome, man. All right.
Well, we're, you know, see, I'll tell you something. There's some things going to happen. We've never, they haven't qualified cars in Clifton the whole year, you know, and thanks to Jack and some help from the asphalt track over in Punta Gorda, you know, Charlotte County Speedway, we've got a timing device to time the cars. And, you know, we didn't have that last time we went there. And, you know, that's something, you know, it's, to us, it's no big deal. You know, we go to East Bay or Volusia during the Nationals and, you know, to get timed and everything's good. But to these people over there, even though, you know, to us, time trials may get a little monotonous, to them, I think it's going to be a big deal to see them late models go around and get timed on that track. And, you know, they did a good job. There's a lot of things in the talks about the track, and, you know, this year down here, during the summer, it rains even more here, it seems like, than other parts of Florida, and, you know, Chris kind of shut it down for the summer, but I think in the future, you know, this place will change a lot. You know, it may take a tiny bit of time, but I think it'll change, you know, I do, as fuel prices go down a little bit, and they get some material on it, you know.
Sure.
You know.
27 south of Lake Placid, then what?
Okay, it's real simple. When you go south of 27, you go through a little town called Moorhaven, right on 27. You cross over a span bridge, and I mean, it's a span bridge. Nobody will be confused that hears this. When you go over this bridge, it crosses over the Caloosahatchee River. The bridge actually looks like it belongs in Tampa. And when you over the bridge, about 2 miles past the bridge on the right-hand side, there's a dirt road that goes right back to the speedway. And there'll be a late model sitting up front, jacked up in the air, that says New Henry County Speedway up on a pair of scissor lifts.
Very well. Ken Kenny, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, man, and look forward to seeing you Saturday, man. It's going to be great.
I'm real excited, guys. I appreciate the opportunity to be on here. And, you know, for the fans that are out there, like Billy said, I mean, a $10 ticket, you can't go anywhere in the country to watch a 7,000 race for $10.
No.
Nope.
And it happened this weekend, but it ain't going to happen next weekend.
No. Right. You're right.
$40 to get in this past weekend.
I hear you.
World Series starting, man. Watch them race.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at it. Hey, I'll tell you, again, thank you very much, guys. And I'm very much looking forward to working with both of you next year. And, you know, that's one of my biggest things, to have a real, again, I said it, a great staff going in with experience. And, you know, what I love about it is nobody on our group has a big ego. And I think without the egos, you know, this thing's going to go to another level. And, you know, as long as if we always remember that this is for the fans, it's a show, you know, for the fans and a place for the drivers to go and race and do what they love. And, you know, I think we'll always be successful.
I'll tell you what Ricky Carmichael told him at the X Games. Raise the bar.
Yeah. And check Rico at the door.
Yeah. Raise the bar.
Kidding, buddy. All right,
man.
Well, thank you, sir.
Take care, guys. Have a good night.
All right, man. All right. Well, there you go. There you have it.
Again, one more time. Advanced ticket sales, $10, $25 the day of the show. He gave me the phone number. I'll give it to you one more time. 863-675-8888. That's, again, 863-675-8888. Get a hold of Jody. Get your tickets, $10. Get yourself a group of people. Go. It's going to be a great time. I can tell you some of the list of drivers we have going, but I know Collins Whitener, and I heard today gentleman Ocala is supposed to go. And, you know, just without getting...
Billy Costello.
Yeah, Billy Costello is going to go. Whole list of drivers. If you can't get in touch with them on the phone, email us, dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. I'll get in touch with him. I'll put your name down, even if you got to pay for him the day of or call him and get the credit card number. This is a golden opportunity.
Absolutely.
Ocala Speedway this Friday. Modifies back on the schedule. Next Friday night, Halloween, topless.
Topless,
3,000 win,
50 lapper for you. Yeah. Going to be exciting. Then, of course, Saturday, November 1st,
Volusia
Speedway Park, Halloween Haunts with monster trucks, haunted hay rides and twisted trailer races, and so much more. Visit the website at Volusia Speedway Park. Dirtworld.com. Real quick, Mike Corcoran in Halifax, recovering, doing very good, and the ride has been scheduled for Sunday, November 9th. That's a poker run. Check out freewebs.com/midnightmike for updates on Mike. That's freewebs.com for updates on Mike Corcoran. Also, just want to keep Phil in our prayers. That, of course, Phil, we call him DJ Phil with Racing 1150. He was our producer on Trackside tonight. He's going to undergo some heart surgery the end of this month. We saw him Friday night over at Daytona during Biketoberfest. But Phil Kincaid out of Daytona Beach is going to have some surgery. And prognosis is real good, but we're thinking about you, Phil. Everything's going to be good.
Everything will be wonderful. Next Wednesday night, 7:30, Dirt World. We probably have the winner from Henry County on with us, and never know who's going to drop in. So,
want to thank Dennis Rambo Franklin checking in on the Gaffney, South Carolina. Rick Escherman with the World of Outlaws Late Models. Billy Costello, two-time track champion. And, of course, with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, Ken Kinney. For Billy the Kid, I'm Joe Dirt, reminding you to get some dirt on your dog. See you later.